The following message was given by Brother Timothy Hong in the church in New York City on the Lord's Day, August 27, 2017. The title of the message is Living in the Resurrection Life of Christ Under the Unique Headship of Christ and Growing Up into the Head, Christ, in All Things for the Reality and Building Up of the Body of Christ. Scripture verses are Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 through 23.
Are we on?
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Colossians chapter 2, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. And Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16.
I feel it's very fitting that we are covering what we've been reviewing the Memorial Day Weekend Conference. And the title of the conference is Knowing Life and the Church. Last week, we covered the last message, which is message 6. In that message, the title of the message is Living in the Resurrection Life of Christ and Under the Unique Headship of Christ and Growing Up into the Head, Christ, in All Things for the Reality of the Body, for the Reality and the Building Up of the Body of Christ. The reason I say it's very fitting is because we had the Lord's Table first. The Lord's Table, the Lord charged us, you know, before He was crucified, betrayed and crucified, and died and resurrected. He established the table, which we have. The Lord Himself said, "These do in remembrance of Me." So, in the context, the way we remember the Lord is not just mentally we're thinking about how the Lord crucified on the cross for us, but rather the Lord was setting up the table by using very simple piece of bread and a cup. And He said, "This bread is My body, which is broken for you." And the cup, likewise, He said, "This is the blood of the covenant, which was shed for the forgiveness of sins." And also, that blood was the blood of the new covenant, established the new covenant for us. So by eating and drinking, we remember the Lord. I don't know about you. I was very much fat around the Lord's table. Of course, hourly, we just take a little piece of the bread. We drink a little cup and a very little. But those are symbols. The reality is Christ Himself. Amen. As a spirit. He is receivable,
Amen.
And He is eatable and drinkable.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus Himself said, you know, He said, "I live because of the Father, but he who is Me shall live because of Me."
Amen.
So while we are eating and drinking, we have a living.
Amen.
So the title of last week's message, the first part was concerning living in the resurrection life of Christ. So that is very meaningful that today by eating and drinking we can live the Lord and we can let the Lord live in us. You know, the Lord's table is truly wonderful. You know, a simple piece of bread. And the Lord just said, "This is My body." Of course, when I became a Christian, I was troubled by the word body. I didn't know the body. I thought the body was the Lord's physical body, right? The Lord Himself said that He was setting up the table. He said, "This is My body." That bread was the Lord's body. So when I read later on concerning the body, I thought it was the Lord's physical body. But then I thought it cannot be, right? The Lord's physical body was crucified. Then eventually, you know, He died, buried, then He was resurrected. So I thought maybe, you know, the Lord after resurrection, He has the glorified body. But even that, It doesn't make sense. The body of Christ is a word, is a phrase uniquely used by Paul. It's very interesting. All the other 12 apostles, they followed the Lord so closely, and they heard the Lord said, I will build my church. Of course, we know the church is very important, because before the Lord Jesus said, I will build my church, he asked, the disciples a question. Firstly, who do men say that I am? Then who do you say that I am? Of course, Peter, he has the revelation. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But the Lord right away told him, I also said to you, I will build my church. You are Peter. I will build my church upon this rock. So the building of the church came out of the Lord's mouth. But later on, only Paul got the vision concerning the body. And so in the New Testament, we see that there are mostly four places, four books cover this matter of the body of Christ. We see in Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And also in Ephesians chapter 1, 2, and 4. Then in Colossians chapter 1, 2, 3. So we had the verses in Ephesians. Then we had the verses in Colossians. And we didn't cover the verses in Romans because of time. So this matter of the body, we said the bread we had in the Lord's table meeting. Firstly, that refers to the Lord's physical body, which was broken for us. Then, through his cross, on the cross, his body was broken, and the divine life eventually was released. And released into every one of us. And this is what the Lord Jesus said before his crucifixion. He said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And so we are the many grains came out of the Lord's resurrection. But what we have are not many grains on the plate and passing everyone to take one grain. But rather, we have the one piece of bread. And that bread signifies, firstly, of course, the Lord's physical body. Secondly, it signifies the Lord's mystical body, which is the body of Christ. So I just feel the Lord's table gave us a very good picture concerning the body of Christ. When we are reading this title, this long title, not so easy to enter into it, and the goal of the whole title of the message concerning living, concerning growing, then concerning the body. We may say these three are the crucial words. The goal of the living and the growing is the body. Is the body. So, in fact, the body is God's eternal purpose. Is what he wants to gain. Before I have a question about this, what I just said, but I'm fully convinced now because building up the body is God's purpose, and the building of the body eventually is the preparation of the bride, and the preparation of the bride is for the Lord's second coming. And the building of the body first occurred concerning the matter of building was the incident of Adam and Eve. Adam, of course, was created by God in God's image and after God's after God's likeness. But God said, God looked at Adam and said, it's not good for man to be alone. So in fact, we see the revelation of the whole Bible, that was God's, in fact, uttering all of his own heart. That it's not good for God to be alone. That's why God needs a counterpart. That's why there's a picture of Adam and Eve. Then in Ephesians 5, Paul was speaking concerning husband and wife. But he said, this mystery is great, but I speak with regard to Christ and the church. So Christ and the church is the great mystery. And that picture in the Old Testament, the first picture is the picture of Adam and Eve. Adam, of course, was created, but Eve was not created out of nothing or out of the dust of the ground. But rather, Eve was taken out of the one rib, taken out of Adam's side, and used that rib. The Bible said he built a woman for Adam. So the building, the rib to become Eve, is the building of the body of Christ. So that Eve, that rib, eventually after building was Eve. So the building of the body eventually is the bride. So this is very precious to me, that we can see the picture that in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Okay, I just want to mention a few things concerning this title, Living in the Resurrection Life of Christ. When I read this phrase, I thought maybe living in the life of Christ is good enough. Why so complicated? Living in the resurrection of life. Living in the resurrection life of Christ. Eventually, after reading, I realized there is a difference. We all know when Christ lived on the earth, he was living, he had a life. That's the life of Christ. But today, for us Christians to live, we need to, we are not living in the human life of the Lord Jesus, which he lived on the earth. And in fact, the whole thing concerning the living, the goal is the body of Christ. It's the reality of the body of Christ and the building up of the body of Christ. And today, the body is entirely a matter in resurrection. In resurrection. You know, the brother shared this message. In the beginning, he shared the opening word. And he mentioned that to help for the opening of this this message, he mentioned three things. The first thing is to know the differences between the local churches and the body of Christ. To me, the church is the body of Christ, right? We read the verses. Subjected all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. So the church is the body. What's the complication? Why we want to mention the body again? He said the body is the intrinsic significance of the church. Without the body, the church has no meaning. Without the body, the church has no intrinsic significance. So that's why the body is very crucial. In fact, body is of life. You know, early on in the, I think in message 4, concerning the nature of the church, he mentioned the church has four aspects, signify the nature of the church. The first, there is the church of God, which means the church is divine. Secondly, the church is of Christ, is Christly. Thirdly, the church is resurrectionly, is in resurrection. And fourth, the church is heavenly. So this shows us it's not so simple, you know. And Paul got the revelation uniquely. I believe it was when he got saved, you know, he was struck down while he was on his way to Damascus to arrest all the believers calling on the name of the Lord. Then the Lord met him, and a light, you know, bright as midday, struck him, and he fell on the floor, on the ground, and he asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And then the Lord said, "I'm Jesus, whom you persecuted." And of course, Paul was persecuting the Christian believers, and the Lord Jesus speaking from heaven, he is in heaven. How can he persecute someone in the heavens? So I think he realized that the believers on the earth is one with the heavenly Christ. Amen. They are his testimony on the earth. So today, for us to be a member of the church is very, understandable. But for us to realize we are members of the body of Christ, oh, wow, that's something tremendous. So this matter of the body is really precious. I have a, you know, since we come into this message, we had the conference, then we are going over. And in fact, this week, we'll review again. I feel it's very precious that this matter is so much on the Lord's heart. And it's now is revealed to all of us. And we all can enter into it to know it. So we need to know life and the church. The church has very particular aspect, that is, the church is the body of Christ. Concerning living in the resurrection life of Christ, I appreciate this matter of a resurrection. Resurrection is versus what? In my concept, resurrection means versus death. In fact, resurrection with the church is more referring, is versus our natural being, you know. The church, we all understand, you know. This morning we are sitting here, we are in a church meeting. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. This is something, you know, physical and visible. It's very practical. The church life is very practical. If this morning we're not here, we're home, you know, then there's no church life. It's everybody at home. There's no church. So the church life is very practical. And we have brothers serving the Lord's table, you know. They come up to pray, you know, and we all, you know, singing the hymns. All these are physical, you know, physical and practical. But the body of Christ, to us, it's somewhat abstract. Are you a member in the body? I'm a member in the body. But do we really see one another? You know, the Lord touched me this morning. When we see one another, we need to see one another as members in the body, not just a physical member, but rather you are a member. You know, all my members, they are indispensable. Every member is needed. And the Bible says, God placed the members in the body, sets the members in the body as he pleased. So our portion in the body, it should make us happy, because God is very happy. You know, you have your portion, I have my portion. I cannot replace you, and you cannot replace me. So we all are members. We all have our function. Even though all my members in my body, every member is precious. And I need every member to function, even standing here. Not just my mouth speaking, but the rest of my part are coordinating to help the speaking. Otherwise, my speaking will be just, you know, like a parrot, you know, just using our mouth. But praise the Lord, we are the body of Christ. And we are members in the body. Amen. And we are functioning in the body. Amen. We are not just sitting here physically. We are in our spirit. We are functioning. Amen. We are responding. Amen. I'm not just speaking my own words. I'm speaking something, you know, from God's word. Amen. So we all can respond to one another. Amen. So the body is really precious. But the body is in resurrection. That means it's not in our natural being. Even unbelievers sitting here, maybe the Lord enlivened them. Otherwise, they will have different expression. I'm looking at you. You have expression. I have expression because I'm a living member. And you are a living member. So I feel very precious living in the resurrection of life, in the resurrection life of Christ. So this is the first part. You know, the second part, after I finish all this, you know, thank the Lord for the body. Another member helped me. Now, it's not just living in the resurrection life of Christ. It's also under the unique headship of Christ. In fact, all three parts, concerning living, concerning growing, and concerning for the reality and the building up of the body of Christ, all hinges on under the unique headship of Christ. While I'm speaking, all my members are under one headship in my being. Everything is connected to something in my being, you may say the head, sending signal to all the parts of my being in order to move, in order to act, in order to carry out. This person who are doing, standing here, is carrying on, doing something. So with all of us, we are under the headship of Christ. Christ is the head, means he is the authority. So he is the head to the whole body, corporately. He is also the head to all the members of the body. And he is the head directly to each one of us. You know, this is unless we are under the headship of Christ, our living is not in resurrection. Our living may be in some good behaviors. Is that behavior a part of the operation of the body? It's not. Because that's, you know, you don't need to be saved. You do a lot of good things, I do a lot of good things. But now, once we receive the law, we receive the life of the law, we are members of the body of Christ, we are under the unique headship of Christ. And he is, we are connected to him. In fact, in this message, the brother shared, unless we have a proper relationship with the head, we do not have a proper relationship with one another. Some of us, we may be very close, but if we are not under the headship of Christ, the closeness to you, to me, with the other members may be very good, but it may not be good to some other ones, members. So we all need to be under the unique headship of Christ. That's why we need to spend time in the morning with the Lord, to receive his shining. Sometimes, you know, we all in the church life, we may speak to someone and we speak in a loose way. And eventually, unless the Lord shine on us, we think I didn't do anything wrong. But it may have hurt someone else feeling and that damaged the body life. So today, we are living in the resurrection of life of Christ under the unique headship of Christ. Okay, the second part was concerning growing up into the head, Christ, in all things. We read some of the verses, and maybe we can also read it now. In Colossians, it mentioned, let's read Colossians 2:19. Let's read together. And let's read in a positive way. Holding the head instead of not holding the head. Holding the head, out from whom all the body being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews grows with the growth of God. So there is the phrase, growth with the growth of God. So the body is Body means something living, you know. Otherwise, it's not a body. Body has life. Body is organic. Body is an organism. And body grows. Let's also read Ephesians 15 and 16. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. The last part is very important because it mentions the causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. So concerning the body, the growth of the body, in fact, is the building up of the body. So we all need to grow. Our growth eventually will be the building up of the body. If we don't grow, then the body will not be built up. But here there's a crucial phrase. It means grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ. So this phrase is very crucial because this phrase speaks something we may easily be overlooked. That is, the growth is to grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ. Why the matter of the head is inserted here? Because it shows that the growth should be the growth of the members of the body and under the head. You know, in my past, you know, I realized I need to grow. Since I'm a Christian, I need to grow in my Christian life. But I was very individualistic. I think I can grow myself, you know. I can read the word more, you know. I can pursue the law and maybe find a few, you know. We can be companion and grow. And we will grow together. Now, this phrase tells us our growth should be under the head. To be under the head should be in the body. To be in the body, we should be members of the body. So only the growth of the members in the body under the head is the building up of the body of Christ. If we just grow by ourselves, we all know cancer is because of a part of our being is growing, but it's growing by itself. So the growth should be under the head, should be in the body, as a members of the body. Concerning the other part, the reality of the body of Christ. In the past, I already had a question. What does it mean to have the reality of the body of Christ? The reality of the body of Christ, until there was, you know, some clear definition. The reality of the body of Christ is a kind of living. That's why this phrase started with the living and ends with the for the reality and the building up of the body of Christ. So this kind of living is not just individual living, but rather is a corporate living. And this corporate living is just not just in Christians coming together, but rather these are Christians. They have been united, mingled, and constituted together with the process and consummated triune God to have a kind of living. In other words, it's a corporate living. It's not an individual living. And it's a living, it's just not just a group of good Christians, but rather it's a group of Christians that have been perfected, which God has been working on this group of Christians, so they can be perfected. And this group of Christians, they are made God man. Of course, they are genuine men. They are not just God man, not men. They are genuine men, and yet they have God inside of them. And God has been increasing in them, perfected in them, so they cannot become one with this Christ. And this oneness, in fact, is just the body of Christ, to be one with the ascended head. And this kind of corporate living is the reality of the body of Christ. We may express in another angle, that is, the reality of body of Christ, the reality, in fact, today, only the spirit of reality is reality. All the other things are not reality, because everything else, whatever the things the Bible says, you know, the things that are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So what is holding to truth in love? What is truth? What is reality? The only reality in the whole universe is Christ. Christ himself said, I am the reality and the way and the life. And today, Christ is reality, and the body of Christ is reality. Amen. So today, for us to be in the church, to be in the body, that has eternal value. That has eternal value. So praise the Lord, today we can have a part in this corporate living, which is the reality of the body of Christ. I'm just very thankful that we are entering into this message, and all this wonderful truth is presented to us, and they are very practical to us. They are not just a kind of doctrine, but rather it's a kind of living. So today we need to be in the church. Of course, in the church, we need to be in the church meetings. But we also need to have the view. The church, which is his body, we need to be in the intrinsic significance of the church, which is something of life, which is something in resurrection, which is something under the unique headship of Christ, which is something which is growing in us. And we have the life in us, we need to grow in the body, we need to grow as members in the body. We need to live a life which is a corporate living, which is the reality of the body of Christ. Amen. Well, I just share what I enjoy, and I hope many more will share. We all are needed as the members of the body. Amen. Should not be one person function. I think the Lord's table really shows the Lord wants all of us. Amen. To function. Amen. To praise him. Amen. And to eat him. Amen. To drink him, and to grow in the body for the building up of the body of Christ. Amen. Which will be the preparation of the bride of Christ. Amen. And the Lord will come back. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Like last week, I just want to share some verses that I enjoyed. And some of it may be repeat, but repetition is good. First of all, maybe we could read Philippians 3:10. Amen. To know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering,
being conformed to his death.
Actually, in order to really understand this verse, we need to read verse 8. You don't have it, but I'll read it. Here Paul talks about the knowledge of God. But moreover, I also count all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ. What we see in verse 8 is that Paul received a revelation of Christ. But in verse 10, I am deeply touched by the first three words, to know him. It's a desire of him to experience, experiential knowledge. We all need to know the Lord. How much do we need to know the Lord? How much do we know the Lord? Depends on how much time we spend with Him. We need to spend more time with the Lord. Then we will really know Him. And then, of course, if we know Him experientially, we will really know the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings. We need to be very clear. Christ's sufferings were of two kinds. One was the sufferings He suffered on the cross. And the other was the sufferings He suffered for the church, like in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. He was looking forward to the church. So the fellowship of His sufferings can only be that we suffer for the church, not for salvation. That only the Lord can give. And then being conformed to His death. His death is actually a mold that we need to be conformed to. Then I just want to use two verses concerning the body of Christ. The first one, Romans 12:5. So we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. The body of Christ is not only made of members, but members who are individually related to one another. And like Brother Timothy said, we are related to one another through the head. It doesn't work in the church to be a buddy-buddy. That's not what is needed in the body of Christ. What is needed is a relationship through the head where we are members one of another. And then the other verse, 1 Corinthians 12:12, for even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is the Christ. This is the corporate Christ. And we can remember the illustration Brother Peter gave us last week, showing that the head and the body are one. Praise the Lord. Then we come to two verses that our brother covered, which I will cover very briefly. Colossians 2:19. Let's read that verse again. Colossians 2:19. Holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together, means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Holding the head means that we are abiding in the head, abiding in Christ. And out from the head, all the body grows with the growth of God. But we see a little more in Ephesians 15 and 16. This is the last verses. So let's read these two verses. Grow up into Him, all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body to the building up of itself in love. in the previous verse, Colossians 2:19, we see that out of the head is the body grows with the growth of God. But here we find, like Brother Timothy said, holding to truth. We're holding to the head, which is truth. But notice, in love. For the building up of the body, we must have love. Of course, not our love, the Lord's love. Then, as we grow up into Him in all things, what happens? Verse 16 says, out from whom all the body. What happens to all the body? Through the operation in the measure of each one part. So here it tells us very clearly, yes, we need to grow with the growth of God. But then, likewise, we need to minister the growth of God that we have received. That's why it says we need to grow up into Him. We grow up into Him, then we minister from Him, and then the body itself builds each other up. Like Brother Timothy mentioned, the prophecy in Matthew 16:18 is so crucial. I will build my church. How does the Lord build the church? By getting inside of us, growing in us, and that we minister the growth we have received from Him. Then the body will be built up. This is the purpose for which we have been called, for which we have been saved, that the body could be built up. This is what the Lord desires. And then when the body is built up, He will come for His bride. Amen. Hallelujah! Amen. Praise the Lord.